a couple very special things for you this morning. In addition to a thank you gift, when you make your membership pledge at the $120 membership level or higher of Larry Weber's Backyard Almanac, we've got Larry Weber. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And I mentioned, but I appreciate your reference to seeing some sunshine. You know, the Helen Hunt Jackson poem of October's bright blue weather is not applying too well so far this month. Now, I'm not ready to give it up. We got plenty of time to go. We got more than half of the month to go, so things could certainly turn around. But wow, what a first half we have had. It's just been amazing. The temperature, after having a warmer than normal September, we turned around to have a cooler than normal so far in October. And the precipitation is so amazing. As of the 10th of October, the precipitation measured at the Weather Service was more than we normally get for the entire month. So that was as of the 10th. Or to put it in different words, if we didn't get another drop the rest of the month, we would still be above normal. So quite an amazing thing. Now, I didn't even say anything about the winds. The winds, the gales of November came early. What a tremendous amount of thing. You know, I was talking to someone recently, and we were, of course, discussing this, and I got the feeling like I would not want to have missed this. This is something we get every year. It's something worth taking a look at. We always appreciate our Great Lake nearby, but to see the massive forces of that, the crashing waves and so forth, it's something I just don't want to miss. Yeah, and it's tremendous. I certainly wasn't expecting it this early in the season. One of the impacts of all this wet rain and wind has been knocking leaves off of trees. And we had plenty of color. You know, there's an interesting thing about the color that some people think, well, without the clear skies, we're missing some of the beautiful color of autumn. I think it's still there. We can have cloudy skies and still have the gorgeous leaf color. But it does seem to make a difference. Well, we had plenty of color going on. I thought the colors that we had in the first week of October were almost comparable to what we normally or often have in late September. And with September being as warm as it was, they were just going to linger a little bit longer. Well, the strong winds and rains have knocked the leaves off many trees. I wouldn't say the big leaf drop has happened yet, but it's starting to happen. Normally, we get a big leaf drop somewhere around the 15th to the 20th of October, in which the trees are getting ready for winter and dropping all their leaves. That has not happened yet, though it's starting to happen. And I expect we'll see plenty more before we get over the next couple of weeks. We are, excuse me, we are getting shorter days. We're approaching now 11 hours of daylight. This is a new moon time, and it's interesting. There is no time of the entire year where early mornings are darker than they are in October during the new moon phase. Now, we will be changing our clocks early in November, and when we do that, we'll have more light again in the morning. But this is an interesting time when it's just so dark. Also of note is the migration of birds. Yes, we are getting hawk migration and so forth. When you get to this time in October, it's usually the red-tailed hawks that we see the most. But there's bald eagles, there's sharp-shinned hawks, and there's a number of other ones. But the one that I like to see in the first half of October are the sparrows. We have a terrific amount of movement of sparrows. I had one time last week where I saw seven kinds of sparrows. Now, these are ones that, some of them are ones that nest here. A good example is the song sparrow. But many of them are not. They're just moving through. A good example of that is fox sparrow. But we have a movement of various kinds of sparrows. Now, to most people, sparrows are all little brown birds. But if you get a close look, you see some quite differences. Hermit thrushes have been in my yard every day. Yellow rump warblers are still hanging around. And yesterday, I even saw a palm warbler as well. Canada geese, this morning on my walk, it was still dark, but I heard Canada geese. They're going over. And this is the time of the movement of the saw-whet owls, a tiny owl that could fit in your hand. They come through in good numbers in October. We usually don't see them. They fly through at night. But nevertheless, they are here. And then this is also a time of hearing rough grouse drumming. The drumming in autumn is not like the drumming in spring. The drumming in autumn is mostly for territory because the young ones are dispersing into new places, and the old-timers want the young ones to know, watch out, watch where you're going. Other things of note going on, I've been watching a very active squirrels and chipmunks and so forth in the yard as they prepare for their the colder weather. One day this week, I saw a fisher in the woods, which was kind of a neat critter to see. And then snakes. Twice this week, I had experience of seeing snakes as they were migrating of their own, and they cross whatever barriers they can to get to the place where they can hibernate for the winter. And I happen to see them on the roads. Wildflowers, there's still a few wildflowers hanging on. I was biking one day this week, and I saw some asters, New England asters, Maximilian sunflowers, sneezeweed are all still blooming, but for the most part, the flowers are waning. They're going down. The moisture that we have gotten brought about, as I said, it knocked down lots of leaves of trees, but it also brought about another growth of mushrooms. In my walks this week, I've been seeing quite a few mushrooms in the woods, thanks to the recent rains. So there's plenty going on. Now, I was asked a question about something about what do I recommend for making the most of this fantastic time. Well, one of the things I recommend is getting out on a regular basis. Getting out doesn't mean you have to travel to another part of the country, another part of the state. Getting out is mostly just getting aware of the outdoors around us. I believe very strong that nature is here and now, and we don't need to go very many places. We also tend to get overdone with the weather, I think. We tend to sometimes not notice anything except that it's cold or windy or rain. Well, any one of those conditions does have something to offer. If it's a windy day, then you can do something that you're look for something that you wouldn't look for on a calm day. If it's rainy, as I was saying, you can look for something like the mushrooms that you wouldn't find on a dry day. There's always something to see outdoors in nature if we get outdoors on a regular basis. I think we need to get out all every day, and that's the way to really appreciate what's going on. And we are certainly seeing a lot of that. Good thing to be on the lookout for. The deciduous trees are probably past their peak color-wise. However, the tamaracks of the swamps are not. Good thing to be on the lookout for. If you know any swamps, any place where tamaracks grow, we're going to see quite a beautiful color. I always think from the 20th on in October is the time to see them. So, yeah, Lisa, there is always something happening in the world of nature. New story every day.
There certainly is, Larry, and we just want to take a minute, like we like to do during our membership drive, where we're really appreciating you. So many people call and they say, I love Laura Erickson's For the Birds, and I love Larry Weber's Backyard Almanac. And those are the fact that you and Laura share on a daily basis with us what's going on outside. We really appreciate it. And we just want to say once in a while, we just want to say, hey, thanks, Larry. I wish everybody who was a fan of Larry Weber could applaud and you could hear it. I think that'd be great, Larry.
Oh, that's okay. I would rather be looking out in nature than looking at a computer screen. So, okay.
All right. Care. Fair enough. Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber this morning.